flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Looking for a new home should be exciting, not frustrating. That's why Homes.com might just be the best home shopping site out there. Imagine searching for your dream home without ads cluttering your view. Homes.com's sleek, beautifully designed, ad-free interface makes your search simple and distraction-free. And if you're a parent, you know how important school information is. Homes.com gets it. They're the only site with detailed school and district info from multiple sources, including reviews from Niche. Plus, they've got a super comprehensive and transparent agent directory, making it easy to find the right expert to guide your journey. Oh, and here's a game changer. Homes.com always connects you directly with a listing agent who knows the home best. They even go beyond the basics, offering the most in-depth neighborhood content of any home shopping site, packed with details to help you find a community that feels like home. And the search tools? Unmatched. With 22 data visualization layers, 7 environmental layers, and filters for commute times and architectural styles, Homes.com truly is the home search you've been searching for. Go to Homes.com. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Miles Garrett, you just heard Jeff say it. We just talked about it with Scott Petrak. News just came out at 11 o'clock. Miles has requested a trade from the Cleveland Browns. And not just requested it, but put out a really nice statement. It's well framed. It's signed. It's well done.
It's completely ripping Andrew Berry. That's a rip, man. That is a straight shot at
him. I'm not going there as much as you are.
It's not a matter of going there. It's just reality. I mean, look, Andrew said we plan on him going from Cleveland to Canton. He went out of his way in a note that this is all premeditated. He never had to hit send on it. And in the line, he made sure he said the goal was never to go Cleveland to Canton. And that is exactly what Andrew Berry said.
I understand so that.
That's a rip at your general manager, straight out, no questions asked, and that's fine. He can say whatever he wants. I'm just like, I see this. Myles Garrett, like, bottom line, Myles Garrett does not want to play here anymore. Can't be any more clear.
That's okay by me. I'm not going to go straight rip. What I'm going to say is we have different thought processes here. My thought process is not to go from Cleveland to Canton. My thought process is to go from Cleveland to Canton celebrating Super Bowls in between. And if that's not possible here, then I'll do something else. So, though, Andy, you might be absolutely right. Maybe it's a direct shot at Andrew Berry. Sorry, maybe contract talks didn't go well. Maybe. I don't know. Maybe it's more than contract. You know, maybe it is. Maybe you absolutely want to go win. And that's fine. And I would bet it is in this case. But, you know, he's going to get paid regardless.
The last person to do this was, guess, Baker Mayfield. Did the same thing, right? Got mad that they went after Deshaun. Put out the same kind of similar release. Thank you, Browns fans. I want out.
Yeah, except.
So he learned something from that. And he got to leave. Baker left. This, though, I think is more important, way more important than Baker was, because now you have an opportunity to trade him. Maybe bring in 3 first-round draft picks. He's the defensive player of the year, right? Until they change that, if he doesn't win it at the NFL Awards now. And now you have the opportunity to rebuild, and maybe even quicker, in a very, very rich draft for defensive linemen. At least that's the way it looks. So what are you going to do with this, Browns? What are you going to do? I don't want to lose a player of his ilk, as we use that word twice during the show.
It's a big show.
I don't want to lose him, but he doesn't want to be here. Pretty crystal clear. This isn't a quote. Yeah. This isn't a reaction to a question.
This doesn't seem like something that was just floated out there that I'm going to back away from.
No, it's a premeditated statement to you. Not through the media, not through anybody that could have caught him off guard or said, oh, that was a trick question. No, he decided, boom, I want out. So now the Browns need to turn the page and figure out what they want to do.
Do they need to turn the page? You think you need to move him?
As much as you, I don't know how you feel about Mike Tomlin, but the line, we want volunteers and not prisoners, I think is a very, very powerful statement.
Okay. You want me to go a different direction for you?
You're not going to change my mind, but go ahead.
No, I'm not intending to change your mind.
Okay.
You were 3-14. Your defense wasn't as good as it was. Miles is clearly the best player on it. He's one of 22 players who start. If you found the right team, man, could you jumpstart the rebuild? And let's not kid ourselves. You were 3-14. This needs a rebuild. Okay. Now, you can do it quickly in the NFL. Washington Commanders, proof number one. You can do it quickly. What do you say you call the Minnesota Vikings?
Okay. And Andrew, what's up? What's going on?
Andrew calls us.
What's going
Andrew
on?
Calls us former right hand man.
Yeah.
And says, "I know you liked Miles, you know, when you were here. How about if you, let's see, how about if, yeah, you know, you got that Jordan Addison kid playing wide receiver, and you got that JJ McCarthy kid sitting there who you haven't." Who you haven't played yet because he was injured.
Yeah.
And you've got a number one pick. Would you trade Miles for J.J. McCarthy and Jordan Addison and a number one? That gives you a number one wide receiver. That gives you two really good wide receivers.
Yeah.
It gives you your starting quarterback. You can go draft Carter with the second pick in the draft, and you get the Vikings first-round pick. I'm just saying, this is the type of opportunity that could be presenting itself. You pick up a stud wide receiver, your starting quarterback, and a first-round pick. And they keep Sam Darnold.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
But you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Shop Blinds.com right now and get up to 45% off select styles and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 45% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at Graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Darnold.
I just don't. That's the part of it I don't see. I don't think they're going to hang on to Darnold. We saw the way the season ended.
They're not if they're going to keep J.J. McCarthy.
But if you say to yourself, Myles Garrett or J.J. McCarthy, I think most people would say Myles Garrett.
What if Kwasi Adofa-Mensah loves Miles? Thinks, we need to beef up our defense, and our offense is pretty dang good, and we have Justin Jefferson.
Do I get Luca in the deal too? Can we get him?
Luca's not available.
I tried.
Folks, what do you think? Okay. I want to keep Myles Garrett. I do.
I do too, but he doesn't want to be here. So
if he doesn't,
turn the page.
If he doesn't want to be here, man, could you make some hay? Cool Ray's in Bedford.
Cool Ray.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How are you?
I'll say, y'all hurry up and get off work. Enjoy this day. You know what I'm saying?
It's beautiful outside, isn't it?
Yeah, it's only overcast and in the 50s.
That's better than usual. Jeff, talking about the weather. Oh, my goodness. Shut the show down.
So can I take you guys in a whole different other direction?
Let's go.
Okay. I got on this show and I told you guys that he was going to demand a trade. Everybody thought I was stupid then. I told you. And this has nothing to do with Deshaun Watson people. This has to do directly with leadership, whether you want to call it the head coach, the GM, or whatever situation is. That is where this is a defensive player, the best defensive player in the league, arguably one or two if you think about Michael Parsons. So, Mr. Baskins, the thing I think you're flawed with is you think rebuild starts with the players when it starts with leadership. It starts with the coaches and the coaching staff.
Okay.
That is where the rebuild starts because that's where your culture starts. And let's not forget, Myles Garrett has played injured, correct? He still hasn't had that surgery on his Achilles yet. So if the Browns don't trade him, there's nothing for him to say, I'm just going to sit out the next year and get better, get rested, and play and just sit out. So they're going to have to trade him. He's in the win. I don't want to lose him, but we saw this one coming. Mm-hmm. And for anybody to get on this show, as great as this show is, and say they didn't see this coming, I would really go in on them. You saw this one coming with the getting rid of all the coaching staff and him making that statement. And it really is not about this year. It's about even when Baker was here. We have never, and under any regime, seen guys come out and say things that they say to the open media. I know you guys have your sources. Yep. But under this coaching staff and this regime, guys have been saying things to the open media.
Cool, Ray. This is right out of the Baker Mayfield handbook. It's right out of it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then, you know, Miles, you got to look at Miles are looking at the guys who left his team this year and went to playoff teams. And if you don't think that really affected his psyche to say, I want to go somewhere and at least have the opportunity to go to the Super Bowl, that's it. And when Daryl got on here and said he will sell Myles Garrett to tell him to sit down one more year while he do a rebuild, that was a ludicrous statement. So you got to look at everything that's going on right now. This is a man who is saying this is not about a quarterback who stayed injured. This is about leadership. Because you need guys who are going to run through a wall for you. These guys won't even open the door for this coaching staff or this regime.
All right, Cool Ray. Thank you, buddy.
Thank you. Did he say ludicrous? Why do I have this need to buy insurance right now? I don't get it.
I'm sorry.
Weird.
My kitchen floor is underwater. I'm sorry. if he truly wants out, Andy, this could be the influx opportunity that this team needs. They went 3-14 with the best defensive player in the game.
I'm just saying. I agree.
Because their offense stunk.
He may have given this team the opportunity of a lifetime by saying, I want
absolutely
out. Because I got to tell you, if they would have traded him straight out, if they would have Luka'd him today, is that a new term now?
It is.
If they would have looked at it, I would be super, super mad at the front office.
Yeah, I would I would agree. Anthony is in Stowe. Anthony, good to hear from you.
Gentlemen, what's going on?
Myles Garrett wanting out. Yeah. Otherwise, nothing else.
Listen, I listened to Cool Ray. I agree with some of the stuff he said, but you want to talk leadership? Joe Thomas is a leader. Leaders don't jump ship, okay? When you're the so-called best player on the team, you don't just jump ship. What I'm sick of, you know, you guys made a good point about the rebuild. I'm not necessarily disagreeing with trading him and really hurrying up this rebuild because I think we could get a lot for Miles. But what I'm really sick of is we already have organizations in Cleveland that are run poorly. I'm sick of them giving blind loyalty to these players that don't have any loyalty to our team. So the first thing I would do if I were Andrew Berry is I'd put it out there. You want Miles, it's a minimum, 2 first-round picks to start the debate. If not, he's playing in Cleveland. And if he wants to sit out, he can sit out. We saw it with LeBron. We saw it with Miles. We've seen it a million times with these players. The days of loyalty to teams are over.
Well, it's more business now than ever, Anthony.
That's
why the Nick Chubb story kind of hits me hard. Nick Chubb stuff drives me crazy.
You're right. It's business on both sides. So we need to start being more proactive as organization. Phelps, I agree with you. What was our record this year? We were 3-14. Is that right?
With the best defensive player in the game.
Two-time defensive player of the year.
Anthony, before we're going to run out of time here. I'm just curious. You don't think that the other organizations are run well? You made that statement early on. Browns, so you're going to rip the Guardians and the Cavs?
The Browns, the Cavs, and the Guardians? No. I really don't. I don't think any of our Cleveland organizations are run well. We're the minor leagues for everybody.
Your basketball team has the best record in the NBA right now, and your baseball team continually makes it to the playoffs and gets no credit for that.
Until we start trading our top young prospects in baseball. And you want to talk Cavs? Let's see what they do in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying now, where you are right now. I'm just like, I'm not going to.
What they're doing
but
now,
Anthony, this has nothing
Anthony,
to do with.
Thank you, buddy.
This has nothing to do with the Cavs and Guardians. Can we? Let's not go there. I'm just saying.
I'm telling you.
That wasn't right.
If Miles wants to be traded, this is the opportunity to get this going if you have the right people acquiring the talent. 216-474-0092. Please join us.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.